Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
The 4th of July is in the rear view. It's time to go back to school, right? Well, maybe not quite yet, but what is in store when we see our kids return to the classroom, and where are our education partners moving themselves as we head into another academic year? Those questions answered here on today's installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you for the download again this week and for your continued subscriptions. Subscribe, like our podcast. You'll get it delivered right to your podcast inbox each and every Thursday as we study things about the business community here in the High Country. And certainly, education is a major part of our economy here in the High Country. It's not just about sending kids in the classroom. This is about a large chunk of our workforce. Appalachian State University, Watauga County Schools make up two of the three largest employers in our area. Our area is known for educating people. That is part of not only the Appalachian culture, that is part of what this area has done for decades, centuries even, and no stopping that train. We are moving forward with another academic year. Plans are underway on four campuses that we're going to discuss today, but this is a little bit of a unique year. You know, we're coming out of this period of COVID operation and innovation, and we have been wondering here for about the last year now, what of the best of how we had to change is going to stick? What things are we going to see go back by the wayside again? But what is it about our experience in the last 18 months that will make us more efficient, better stewards of the data and technology that we've got, just simply make us better? And that was one of the things that we asked as part of our State of the Community series last week. And we thank our partners at Blue Ridge Energy for continuing to sponsor this series. This is a four-part look around our community at where things are operationally coming out of COVID and where we should expect to see growth. So we've had two conversations now, one about local government operations and what we expect out of our municipalities. We had our education partners, and we'll be recapping that conversation on this episode. We've still got discussions to come about infrastructure, investment, and opportunity here in the area and how that can help us maintain positive growth for Watauga County and the High Country moving forward, as well as take advantage of some of that stimulus money that's out there for infrastructure specifically. And then we'll talk about tourism to wrap it all up in November so we can get a good look at where we are as a community coming out so we can then start driving some of the questions and conversations about where we need to go. So focusing on education this time around, we had four campuses that agreed to sit with our Katie Green. She's the voice you'll hear every once in a while here in the conversation today. And Katie was able to talk with Dr. Heather Norris. She is the Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost at Appalachian State. Randy Ledford is the Vice President of Instruction at Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute. Dr. Lee King is the President at Lees McRae College. You'll hear about some incredibly innovative programs that they have going on up in Banner Elk and how Lees McRae's really leaned into that even more so during the pandemic. And then we'll wrap things up with Dr. Scott Elliott, Superintendent of Watauga County Schools. This podcast is meant to be a recap of those conversations. The full version of this State of the Community series event is available on our website, boonechamber.com. It's on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. You can click on it and watch it. It's about an hour and a half long. We spent a better part of 20 minutes, even closer to a half an hour with some of these folks as we really kind of drilled into, again, where people are going to be operationally in the fall. That's a very important question to have answered, but really more so about what the future looks like. What are those next initiatives or next steps that our education partners have that will help make our area stronger? So you'll hear a recap of that conversation on the podcast. You can see the full version online at boonechamber.com. So let's get this thing started this morning as we recap our State of the Community focus on education.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce as we recap our State of the Community series, focus on education, last week hosted by our own Katie Green at the Watauga District district office of Blue Ridge Energy. And again, we thank Blue Ridge Energy for their continued sponsorship of this series. As again, like I said before the break, we look at different areas of our community and see how not only they've responded during COVID, but where's the innovation? What are the next steps, the new ideas that we should look forward to seeing develop over the course of the next year? And we had some great discussion on this, and we're going to recap some of that for you. I can tell you this full conversation is available online at boonchamber.com. This was at about an hour and 25 minute episode, if you will, with four different education leaders throughout our community. So it may take a while to get through some of it, but some incredibly valuable information as it relates to Appalachian State, Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, Watauga County Schools, and Lees McRae College up in Banner Elk. So again, once you have the time, sit down and listen to it. You'll get a sense of not only where focus is moving in the classroom, but also within the business model of what education means to our economy, like we mentioned just a few moments ago. So let's start first things first with Dr. Heather Norris. She is the provost at Appalachian State. Dr. Norris has been around for quite some time in the College of Business. A lot of folks remember her there during her time as dean of the Walker College of Business, now provost and executive vice chancellor at Appalachian State. And as we spoke with Dr. Norris, we wanted to first get the sense of what the innovative necessities that came out of COVID mean for today's operational approach for a college campus.
I think it has allowed us to be creative in ways that we may not have gotten to those solutions or those innovations as quickly had it not been for the pandemic. So, for example, we've done a lot of online tutoring, online advising, telehealth, you know, a whole slew of student services that we've been able to provide in an online virtual environment that we've built out. And thanks to some stimulus money from the federal government, we've been able to enhance those opportunities and those services for our students.
Not only did the pandemic force people to think about how they interact with a campus, but we've seen some changing demographic data coming in the number of high school students there are just total in the country right now, and other trends too. And Appalachian State has been at the forefront of studying that to figure out where they can place more influence and more emphasis in trying to get people inside the classroom.
Higher education faces right now are changing demographics, and the number of students who are graduating from high schools is on the decline in the upcoming years. And so, you know, Chancellor Everetts has been very intentional about our work in the adult and continuing student education. That's a focus across the UNC system. And it is our focus of ours, and we've been paying attention to that for quite a long time.
And certainly you cannot drive through the Appalachian State campus without seeing the construction that is going on, and Dr. Norris provides an update on where things are with certain projects and what those projects are yielding to campus.
The North End Zone project, of course, is in several phases. I was in that space recently for our Board of Trustees meeting. We have a beautiful facility, the Grandview Ballroom, that was completed in November of 2020. We have phase two that are the first and second floors that were completed in the spring, and the final phase three, the third floor, will be complete by August. So we're very close to finishing that.
Wow.
The residence halls are also phased. And so we had completion of the first phase of that P3 project already in place in this past year. And phase two will be complete in a few weeks. That'll be Laurel Creek Hall. And the final phase three, New River Hall, will be completed in fall of 2022. So we're very close to that one as well. That's adding 500 beds and 250 new parking spaces on campus.
That's incredible.
Again, thanks to Dr. Heather Norris, Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost at Appalachian State, a very good partner of Appalachian State University, of course, Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, a feeder into Appalachian State here in Watauga County, but another great educational resource here that we have for folks that are seeking all types of education, training, continued education. Randy Ledford, the Vice President of Instruction for Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, shared with us that the community college system, by and large, had some hiccups during COVID in terms of enrollment and people opting out of the classroom rather than opting in. Caldwell might have been the exception to that.
We were lucky at Caldwell. We've kind of bucked the trend in the community college system. This past year, we were up in enrollment. In the last fall, we were up around 4%, roughly, where, you know, in North Carolina, most community colleges were down. So we were one of the top four community colleges in the state last year for enrollment. And this summer, we've had a really strong enrollment. We were up, you know, 4%, 5% in enrollment. And we're expecting to continue that trend. That's our expectation. One of the things we have tried to do is be flexible and adaptable with our schedule and try to meet the students where they are and what they need. We've offered a variety of classes. One of the things that we did do during the pandemic was to not take every class online. We had a bunch of hybrid courses. We had traditional courses, and we did have online courses, and we will continue that this year.
One of the things that we have seen in abundance, obviously, with COVID has been stimulus money and different opportunities that the federal government, state, and even local governments have been able to create funding paths for people to take advantage of opportunities that may not have been available to them in a normal economic circumstance. On the education side of that, we have seen a lot of opportunity for scholarships or access to education and degree attainment. And Randy Ledford shares what the Longleaf Grant will do for community colleges around the state.
The Longleaf grant is primarily geared towards the 2021 graduates, and they can earn up to $2,800 in tuition and fees if they meet several criteria. One, they have to be graduates. They have to be first generation. They have to be enrolled at least 6 hours part-time. They had to fill out the FAFSA. They have to have a certain EFC number. I think it has to be less than 15,000. But the scholarship is through 2 years. They have to, you know, be going into a Title IV curriculum program that's eligible for that. So hopefully that will entice students to come to Caldwell and get them into a curriculum program that interests them.
Randy Ledford from Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, Dr. Heather Norris, Provost at Appalachian State, our first two guests as we recap our State of the Community series event focused on education. When we come back from the break, we will hear from Dr. Lee King, President of Lees McRae College, and Dr. Scott Elliott, Superintendent of Watauga County Schools. You are listening to Mind Your Business here this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Boone, North Carolina, in the heart of the high country, 3,300 feet above the rest of the competition, home of adventure racing, ski and snowboard competitions, the Grandfather Mountain Marathon, six-year home of the Southern Conference Wrestling Championships, the Boone Roundball Classic, Sunbelt Championship events, and coming in May, Appalachian FC begins play in the NPSL. Contact the Boone Area Sports Commission and bring your next event to the top of the mountain. For more information, visit boonechamber.com.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber as we continue to recap our State of the Community series, our focus on education from last week. We turn next to Dr. Lee King, president of Lees McRae College, who said that despite the pandemic, Lees McRae had a banner year during the 2020-2021 academic calendar period.
Through the pandemic, we actually thrived when others were sort of turning inward. And this year, we're gonna have our largest freshman class ever.
Wow!
As of today, the number is 305 freshmen and transfer students. That's up from 260 the year before. And you know, there are lots of things that I can point to that, but is the reason for that. But we're very excited about what that means for the community, what it means for the college, and we look forward to serving their students in just a few weeks when they show up.
Campuses were forced to be innovative. One thing that Lees McRae found that played to their advantage, they could provide safety and a unique educational experience.
I think through the pandemic, our current students, our prospective students have seen Lees McRae and Banner Elk as a safe place to be. You don't have to look any further than the number of visitors to the community to know that the mountains are a draw. During the same time, our retention has also increased significantly. Our retention of our most two most recent first year classes are we've seen double digit growth in our retention. So I think our students have appreciated the opportunity to have some sort of normalcy, a sense of normalcy where we have, we remain fully open. We were able to put in place all of the social distancing measures and follow the CDC guidelines, but we were able to remain fully open with students on campus. So I think students have appreciated that opportunity to be, you know, have a normal pace of life in their college environment. And they're, we're also seeing, students are seeing Lees McRae really for the uniqueness that we are. I tell people all the time, I would never want to be president of one of the 2000 sort of plain vanilla liberal arts colleges that are out there. And Lees McRae is in no way plain vanilla. We have, a number of academic programs, athletic programs that have an international recruiting audience. Our program in wildlife rehabilitation, for example, has no peers anywhere in the country. There are only two other undergraduate wildlife rehabilitation programs in the country, and there are much larger universities in the Northeast and in Alaska. That program recruits students from all over the world, and a very diverse population of students come to that. We take care of between 1,700 and 1,800 injured wildlife a year at our May Wildlife Center on our campus. It's a really a unique hallmark of Lees McRae. And this summer, viewers that may be watching, our students and faculty are doing wildlife presentations every Friday and Saturday at 1 p.m. in the town park in Banner Elk. They bring out our wildlife ambassador animals and teach about wildlife studies and what to do if you see an injured animal and the unique characteristics of the various animals. We have a new program in ski industry business and instruction that's a partnership with Beach Mountain Resort. So I think all of those things, we've been very intentional as well with recruiting outside of the state of North Carolina. We have a new team in the admissions office that's doing a fantastic job reaching into New England, reaching into other states around the country to tell the story of Lees McRae. And we're such a unique place that I think that's why we're seeing some of the growth that we're seeing.
Our final guest was Dr. Scott Elliott, superintendent of Watauga County Schools. Dr. Elliott also recently finished his year as chair of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and we certainly appreciate his leadership in that regard. We learned a lot from him during the last year about the business that is Watauga County Schools. Sure, we're educating kids and we're getting them to the point where they can take that next step in their life, but Watauga County Schools is also the third largest employer in the area.
We don't think of ourselves as a business, but I don't take for granted that we have a $52 million a year budget. We have over 720 employees who have retirement benefits, health insurance, steady income. And it's something that we did not take for granted throughout the pandemic, and that we didn't have to lay off anyone. People were able to keep their jobs, even if we had to get creative about reassigning some of those duties. And often about this time last year, we had employees who were the only members of their family who were currently working and had insurance. Wow. So we're very proud of that. We're very proud to be a place where people are moving and relocating to our area because of the quality of the education that their children can receive in our school system. And as we're doing all of our hiring right now for the coming school year, I'm just very pleased by the number of folks who are seeking us out because they want to come and work here.
As we look at growth and opportunity throughout the education sector, one of the top storylines that we see in our area is the construction of a brand new school out in Valley Cruces. Dr. Elliott provides an update.
Couldn't be more excited right now. And again, thank you to the county commissioners for their support of that program and to our Board of Education for their perseverance and well over a year's worth of due diligence in investigating the property and going through a long process to make that happen. We now own property fronting Broadstone Road in Valley Cruces, just down the street from the current school. We have begun the programming phase. So we've met with architects a couple of times now just to make sure that that the architects are aware of the types of programs that we have in a school and that we know the number of classrooms that we need and the kinds of support professionals that are there. And that has not yet taken shape into a floor plan or an elevation drawing or anything like that. We'll get there, but right now we're just looking at what kind of space do we need in the school. Probably by the end of the summer, we will be looking at floor plans, and it will really begin to take shape and be very exciting. We'll then begin to engage the community in the things that will really be visible about the school, the finishes, the exterior design, things like that. Some of those decisions, the placement of the school on the site, are really defined by the site itself. But we want to make a school that, you know, we kind of had three driving values in looking for land, really four, in looking for land in the design of the school. One is that many people wanted the school to stay in Valley Cruces. Second is health and safety. And so we note, hopefully, knock on wood, we'll not be building any new schools that will be flooding from Dutch Creek or the Watauga River. Traffic and safety. If you've ever driven through Valley Cruces on a school day at 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon, then everybody becomes a part of the school traffic. So we're designing the space so that working with the DOT that we can get all the traffic off of the road. And then, of course, probably most important, that we have a school that's consistent with the look and feel and culture and history of a very special community. So those design decisions will be coming up soon. Once those drawings and designs take place and we're making decisions about some of the engineering and heating and air conditioning and things like that, then work will go out to bid to contractors. And that part of the process really will be managed by our county and the county managers or county commissioners who are funding the program, of course, with a lot of input from us. But the schedule provided to us by the architect, again, with financing and contractors and weather and all the things that you deal with even when you're just building your own house, hopefully we'll be cutting a ribbon on that school in March or April of 2024.
Finally, the burning question. Does remote instruction mean no more snow days? The scoop from the man himself.
Well, that is another to be determined because there is some pending legislation. There's an omnibus bill, an all-encompassing bill that will impact our COVID funding and school operations, school calendar, testing, things like that. And one of those would give the mountain counties who typically miss 15 to 20 days a year due to snow, the ability to be more flexible with our calendar. Not the start date, not the end date, but other school systems would be restricted in the number of days that they could use for remote instruction. The bill, as it's proposed now, and I give Senator Ballard the credit for doing this, would give school systems like ours up to 15 days that we could use for remote instruction if we need it. Now, we don't ever want to to use 15 days of remote instruction, and not every snow day will be eliminated. But it was very nice this year that for the first time that I can remember since being in a school, as a child even, getting out of school before Memorial Day. Mm. And so we want to try to keep all of these things in balance. We want our children to be in school as much as possible. We want them to be able to safely get to school. We want that to be an equitable decision where some children can get to school and some children can't get to school. We were really concerned about whether or not remote instruction would be a good solution for snow days. And we found, at least the teachers have shared with me, that even though it's not the same as a full day of school, having students in school, the continuity of being able to continue instruction and students not getting behind and not having to wait maybe a week before we pick back up again was well worth using it. I think we used about 10 days for remote instruction this year. So yes, I think that's a thing that's here to stay. And we'll continue to do it and continue to get better at it and make sure that it's one more way that our students continue to get the best education they can.
Again, we thank Dr. Lee King, Dr. Scott Elliott, also Dr. Heather Norris, who you heard from earlier from Appalachian State, Randy Ledford from Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, all great leaders in the education world. And we really appreciate their time in updating us on where we are and where we hope to go in this next year ahead. And again, thanks to Blue Ridge Energy for sponsoring the State of the Community series. We'll have another conversation coming up in September about infrastructure improvements here to Watauga County that you won't want to miss. That wraps up this installment of Mind Your Business. We're right back with you again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.